This is a Fox News alert, raising interest rates. I'm Rich Dennison. The Federal Reserve today raised a benchmark interest rate for the first time since 2018.
At the Federal Reserve, we are strongly committed to achieving the monetary policy goals that Congress has given us, maximum employment and price stability. Today, in support of these goals, the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.25 percentage point.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says members of the central bank moved to end the easy money policy enacted at the start of the pandemic as inflation continues impacting the nation's economy. He also cited Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden this afternoon announcing the U.S. is sending more anti-aircraft, anti-armor weapons, drones, and ammunition to Ukraine to assist in its defense against Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion.
Putin is inflicting appalling, appalling devastation and horror on Ukraine, bombing apartment buildings, maternity wards, hospitals.
The latest package brings this week's aid to $1 billion, a total of $2 billion since Biden took office. Ukraine's president spoke directly to members of Congress today, asking for more help for his country as Russia continues shelling cities.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was blunt about the situation there.
The destiny of our country is being decided.
That's through an interpreter. Citing Pearl Harbor and 9/11, he reiterated his appeal for a no-fly zone. He showed a graphic video that included images of the toll of Russia's invasion, and he asked congressional members to block imports from Russia. He also called for more sanctions on Russian lawmakers.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The mayor of the southern Florida town where 98 people died in a beachfront condominium collapse last summer has been voted out of office. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett came in third in yesterday's election, according to initial results from the Miami-Dade County Elections Department. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A North Korean missile fired from its capital region exploded soon after liftoff in an apparent failed weapons launch today, according to South Korea's military. It comes amid speculation that the North is preparing to launch its longest-range missile in its most significant provocation in years. As concerns over COVID-19 ease, more people are boarding airplanes.
COVID-weary Americans are eager to get back out there, and they're taking to the skies faster than airline executives expected. Last month, domestic ticket bookings topped 2019 levels for the first time since the pandemic started, according to figures from Adobe Digital Economy. Delta Airlines President Glenn Hauenstein calls the surge in demand unparalleled. United and American Airlines are also seeing demand higher than ever, and they're all counting on passengers to pay more to cover the soaring price of fuel. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
DoorDash is providing incentives for its drivers facing rising gas prices.
The delivery company announcing it'll refund its drivers for some gasoline purchases to help offset record high prices. DoorDash says it'll give drivers 10% cash back when they buy gas using Dasher Direct, a debit card designed for drivers. The San Francisco-based company will also start paying weekly bonuses to employees who drive the most miles. Earlier this week, Uber said it would start charging customers a fuel fee to offset higher costs for its delivery and ride-hailing drivers. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A North Carolina school superintendent has apologized for a mock slave auction in which white middle schoolers pretended to sell their black classmates. Chatham County School Superintendent Anthony Jackson says the auction and similar actions, quote, do not reflect who we are as a school system and will not be tolerated. Parents complained that some of those who took part as slave owners were given just a one-day suspension. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.